Today, it's official. Ketanji Brown Jackson will be President Biden's nominee for the U.S. Supreme Court.
Thank you very much, Mr. President. I am truly humbled by the extraordinary honor of this nomination, and I am especially grateful for the care that you have taken in discharging your constitutional duty in service of our democracy with all that is going on in the world today.
Jackson is a judge on the U.S. Court of Appeals. She is a former clerk for Justice Stephen Breyer, whose seat she would be filling. If she's confirmed, she will be the first former federal public defender on the Supreme Court. And she will be the first Black woman. At a ceremony at the White House on Friday afternoon, she talked about the trailblazers who came before her and what her nomination represents.
I can only hope that my life and career, my love of this country and the Constitution, and my commitment to upholding the rule of law and the sacred principles upon which this great nation was founded will inspire future generations of Americans. Thank you again, Mr. President, for this extraordinary honor.
Now that Jackson is the nominee, Senate Democrats are moving fast to get her confirmed as quickly as possible. Dick Durbin, the chairman of the Senate Judiciary Committee, has said publicly that he wants this done by Easter recess, which is scheduled to start on April 9th. Democrats have the votes that they need to confirm Jackson, so it might not even be in the interest of Republicans to put up much resistance, especially because it won't change the balance of power on the court. But issues will get raised about Jackson's background and her career, about her decisions as a judge, and about how she would view her role on the Supreme Court. Today, we have an interview from our friends at the Post Politics podcast, Can He Do That? It's a deep dive into the life of Ketanji Brown Jackson and what brought her to this moment.